Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 19th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3¾ cents, closing at 367. November beans down 6¾ cents, closing at 856¾. And December wheat up a penny and 3/4, closing at 514¾. Beans and corn under more pressure. I think we saw some pre-hedging during the day here and on the close. We also had the problem with the cancellations from the Chinese, looked like 300,000 metric tons. So combine that with the poor export sales. You know, I thought maybe we had a chance that it was a Chinese deal that looking to buy grains lower here today after the selling yesterday. But the funds came in and sold it. Chinese never stood in here and bought anything. We held a little bit of a support line in the beans, but certainly things don't look great out here. While the crush and domestic demand remains pretty good, we need to see some export business out here. The president's comments about possibly ending the new NAFTA deal, I don't think set well with the markets, with corn and wheat being lower here today, and I think the hogs and the cattle took it a little bit on the chin because of that too. You know, we need trade, and we need the president to trade with our friends and get something done here. It's not helping the American farmer, and now there's talk that they may cut the deficit by cutting revenue insurance payments. So, you know, I don't think any of this is good for the grain markets out here. This was a disappointing week after last week's really good closes. Really disappointing out here. So are we going to hold in here, try to keep the averages up through the end of the month? I certainly think that's possible. But I would say until we see something concrete on an export front or a trade front, this market's going to be in a bit of problems. Now, I think the funds are back short, 20,000, 30,000 beans, 30,000 corn. They're probably short about 20, 25,000 wheat. So they're adding to their short positions here. We expect some hedge pressure. Again, Sunday night, Monday morning, over the weekend, there should be a fair amount of harvest activity. There's rains from Texas all the way up through Illinois, but, you know, it's kind of at a pattern where the western states, for the most part, aren't getting rain, so we'll see some pretty good harvest activity there. So that's really about it. We'll come in Sunday night. Hopefully we can hold 850, 855, and then maybe see some kind of Chinese buying out here. But without that, I think this market's going to have some issues. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.